Pakistan's Foreign Office has condemned India's aggressive military actions and hostile diplomatic stance, holding New Delhi accountable for its reckless unilateral aggression, deliberate targeting of civilians, and blatant violations of international treaties. Foreign Office spokesperson Shafkat Ali Khan stated that India has acted as judge, jury, and executioner, launching cross-border attacks based on unverified social media accounts. He said such actions were in clear violation of international norms and posed a serious threat to regional peace. The FO spokesperson further said investigations into the Patkankot and Mumbai attacks could not progress due to India's persistent non-cooperation, undermining the pursuit of justice. He added that while India levels allegations against others, it consistently ignores its own documented role in destabilizing the region. The spokesperson asserted that Kulbhushan Jadhav, a serving Indian Navy commander captured in Pakistan, remains living proof of Indian involvement in terrorist activities inside Pakistan. He also cited the Samjhota Express bombing, which resulted in the deaths of innocent civilians, including children, and involved Hindu extremists linked to India's ruling party. Rejecting India's claim of targeting militant infrastructure, he said the strikes resulted in the martyrdom of civilians, including women and children. He noted that mosques and the Neelam Dam were among the targets, calling it a deliberate attack on Pakistan's population. India must be held accountable, he said. Commenting on water disputes, the spokesperson said the Indus Waters Treaty had stood the test of time, but India's current suspension of its obligations was illegal and reflected a blatant disregard for international treaties. He emphasized that Pakistan is an agricultural country with a largely agrarian economy, and said India's actions amounted to an open attack on both Pakistan and its people. He also slammed the Indian Foreign Secretary's recent remarks, calling them undiplomatic and irresponsible. "We regret the use of such language. Better was expected," he said, adding that the Indian government has developed a pattern of making absurd and baseless claims. He further noted that India itself took the Kashmir dispute to the United Nations, yet now refuses to honor its commitments. India remains a key source of instability in South Asia, having blocked every serious effort toward regional cooperation, he added.